Well, I'm thinking back as I ask you this question to the way of operating that you described in the Public Service Commission with Tom Burns, where you would exchange your thoughts and you would be very receptive to what he thought. And before you ever, I guess, started to get into a writing an opinion phase, you had a large degree of harmony between you. Now, did you carry this over consciously, and did you work at it when you were on the Supreme Court?
I'd like to think that I did, but I don't think that I really did on the Supreme Court. There wasn't that kind of atmosphere. The PSC, Public Service Commission, was three people,
yeah,
three commissioners. And there were so few, and they were so close together, mm-hmm, geographically and every other way, that it was much easier to do it there, because we were all operating, working in Lansing, right down in the corner of the building on the fifth floor of a cash building, and with adjoining offices. And we very often went to lunch together, and so it was easier to work in great harmony, close harmony there, because of the arrangement, and also because of the personalities involved, mm-hmm, Tommy Burns and me, for example. But on the court, you remember that Justice Black worked out of his home in Port Huron. Justice Souris worked out of an office at Detroit College of Law in Detroit. Judge Carr and Judge Detmers were there, as was Justice Adams and Justice O'Hara when he was elected to the court in 62 and came on in 63, moved from the UP down to Lansing. Justice Kelly worked out of his home, and Graham Gaylord. So there wasn't a physical proximity. A lot of stuff was done by phone and by memo. So we didn't have the same physical location of the offices. But
do you think that perhaps by writing in a very spare style and deliberately excluding as far as you could gratuitous observations and pointed comment, did this make your opinions easier for somebody else?
I think that's true. I think that's true, and I think that's why I did it. I did it for several reasons. One is, of course, that I wanted to make it easy for the lawyers and judges to read. But I knew from working in the court that when a justice decided to write in the colorful style or to try to write the grand style, that we would always say something that somebody wouldn't like. That they might agree with the ultimate decision, but they didn't like this humorous phraseology or this biting comment about somebody or something in the case. And it was usually not necessary, but I think
you would deliberately and resolutely abstain from this, did you not? This is maybe what I'm trying
most
to
of the time. I think once or twice when I got a little perturbed with one of the justices who wrote something that I thought was
take for an example the case you mentioned. Here's a Fenestra case.
Yeah.
And this, as you said a moment ago, was a blockbuster. This was a big lawsuit where there had been in effect, the takeover, had there not?
Yeah.
The kind of stuff that you read about in recent years in Wall Street. Gulf American had come in and, as I remember, bought up control of Feenstra. Is that right? Or Fenestra.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they bought effective control.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh. And then the people that were felt disadvantaged in Fenestra came, went to court to contest this. And as you said, there was a long trial.
13 weeks of trial.
Who tried the case?
Judge Piggins in Wayne County. Yeah.
Yeah. Must have been well tried.
Yeah, oh yes. Oh yes. The only thing is the conclusion was wrong.
Sometimes happens.
Yeah, yeah.
But Now here is a case that was loaded with important financial implications that really took where an outsider came into Michigan and took control of the Michigan firm and all that sort of thing. This was a unanimous decision, was it not? And if so, how did it get to be that way? Do you remember what the